Aleishur Chelek Beis, Daf Reish Zain, the 11th Vaad. Hishtadalu liknois benafshenu ahavas chesed umabat toiv al bnei adam. What we've tried thus far in these exercises to acquire ahavas chesed and a good outlook on people. Im devarim eile chaderu beemes lelibeinu, if these concepts have truly penetrated into our hearts, Ein oid makuim leleshen hara b'chayenu. There will be no more room for leshen hara in our lives. Leshen hara ba mimabat ra ala b'riyos. Leshen hara stems from a negative outlook on people. Mi sheni hayasalo imidas chesed lesignoin chayim. Somebody for whom the midav chesed has become his lifestyle. Lo yitachin sheyedaber leshen hara. It's not shayach anymore to speak leshen hara. Gam lo yuchal lishma leshen hara, and also not to hear it. Such a person, when he sees in another person something which is not positive, his response is, how can I help this person? How can I improve this person? To speak about someone in order to harm that person, how distant this person is, אחרי כל מאמציו לקנוס מידת החסד, after all of his efforts to acquire the מידת החסד. כס מספרי לשון הרע, the group of people who speak לשון הרע, עם ארבע כיתויס שאין מקבלים פני השכינה. חזל tell us that it's one of the four groups who will not be able, will not merit to receive the divine countenance. חזל לימדים זו מפסוק, לא יגורך רע, חזל לנות from that פסוק, it's the sugya in Seita Daf Mem Beis, זה יסמרס המדבר לשון הרע ובמהוסי רע. Somebody who speaks לשון הרע, in essence, there's something evil about him. אין כאן פליטה ספי, it's not just a slip of the tongue, או דיבורים באלמה, or just mere chatter, בעוד שהמדבר בעצם הוא טויב. While the person who's speaking is really good, it's just a slip of the tongue over here, or idle chatter over there. No, לא יקי אדם רע הוא. Chazal indicate that it's a person who's not positive. We speak much about the severity of the prohibition. Many thousands of Jews learn the halachos of Lashon Hara. Nonetheless, we fail and we stumble in this serious avira. As long as a person is not practiced for a very lengthy period, bekinyan midas chesed, to acquire the midah of chesed, adain rahu beliboy, there's still even in his heart. That evil almost inevitably bursts out in the form of negative speech, ki halashen shar hamatzpun. Interesting expression, it doesn't say who is quoting over here. The tongue is the gate to the conscience. Ma shetzafun beliboy shel adam, whatever is hidden in a person's heart, yoytze derech shaar lashon, leaves through the gate, which is the tongue. Nimitza, what emerges is, sheharitze lihigamel milashon hara, a person wishes to wean himself off from lashon hara, to break away from this habit, together with learning the halachos, it's almost indispensable to also learn the midah of chesed. It's not sufficient just to learn the halachos. Achshav, now, acharei kol amaleinu b'midah zeh, after our toil over many months in this midah, higi hazman shenasim lev al diborinu. Now is the time to start paying attention to our speech, שגם לשיח שיחסינו תחדיר אהבת חסד. That the love of chesed should penetrate our conversations also. להיזהר עד מאוד, to be exceptionally careful מכל דיבור וסיפור וכל ביטוי שלילי על מישהו, any relating, any negative expression or anecdote related about someone, אם לא תהיה בזה כוונה להציל עשוק מיד עושקי וכדומה, unless there are halachic exemptions like the intention to save somebody from somebody who's oppressing him, etc. כדי להסלמד בזה, in order to practice this, נקבע לעצמנו זמן קבוע בכל יום. We have to set for ourselves a set time every day, בערך 20 דקות, something like 20 minutes, כגון בשעת סעודה, for example, at the time of a meal, obviously when one is interacting with others. In those 20 minutes, you have to pay a particular attention to avoid even avak l'shen hara. If the thought should occur to us to say something negative about someone, we make an effort immediately to say something specifically good about him, to practice the concept of Lashon Tov. Vaad Shneimasa, the 12th. Vaad Acharoin Acharoin b'Maseches HaChesed Hu Ainyan HaKasheh B'Yisrael. The very final concept in the context of Chesed is the most difficult. Mishum Shleimus HaMaseches Anu Matzigim HaSeikan, because of completion, for the sake of completion, we present it over here. Ach Yitachen Ki Ba'avuda Ma'asis Yesh Lacher O Yisoy. It's quite possible that in practice, we should actually delay this issue ad sheniyeh harbe yoser gilim b'avodas midos, until we become far more practiced in avodas midos in general. Hu inyan noise be'oilim chaveroit. The concept that Chazal call noise be'oilim chaveroit, to carry the yoke together with one's fellow. Achas mimemches hamalos shebahin iknes haTorah. It's mentioned in that brisa and Pirkei Avos. This achievement is a deep root for all mitzvahs ben adam lachaviroi. Gam behalicha midrachav midashushis. Also in the context of emulating Hashem, this concept of sharing the yoke, sharing the burden, is a root mida. Bo ur'eh. B'matan tira ksiv, when it comes to matan tira, the Torah tells us, "Va'yiru es Elokei Yisrael." Yeah, Parshas Mishpatim. They saw Hakadosh Baruch Hu besachas aglav kemaase livnas haSapir uchetzem haShamayim leToyhar. And under his feet, something like a sapphire brick, and the purity of the heavens. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Seita Daf Yudzayin. Kemaase livnas haSapir. Why dafka a brick? He hayisa lefanav bishasa shi'abud. It's as if Hakadosh Baruch Hu kept something in front of him, like a brick in front of him, at a time when they were enslaved. Lizkor tzarasan shel Yisrael, to constantly remind him of the oppression of the Jewish people and their travail. Shayu meshu'abadim b'maaseh levenim. They were enslaved, particularly in maaseh levenim. They were engaged in construction. So literally, this brick was a phylactery, so an object that's meant to remind you of something. Uch etzem ha'shamayim letoyhar, and the pasuk speaks about seeing the purity of the heavens. Once they were redeemed, it was like joy. There was light and joy in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of Matan Tira, nizgala lehem midah achas v'chidah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, a single midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to them. That he shared this burden, yeah, to carry the yoke together with Klal Yisrael. Bishasa shi'abud ha'isal levanav levana lefanav yisbach lizkot zahasam tamid. At the time of enslavement, there was constantly a brick in front of him to remember them all the time. Uchshenigalu gam ke lo yisara levana aleveina milefanav. When they were redeemed, also the brick was not removed. Leharik kivyachol lesaor v'asimcha, to accentuate the light and the joy, leumas tzaras ha'shi'abud shemimenu nigalu, in contrast to the terrible travail from which they redeemed. So he kept the brick there, so to speak, in order to emphasize the joy that he now felt. Harbe midoy se HaKadosh Baruch Hu yachol legalois le'amoy, kashe ba legalois lehem terasu binvoa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed many of his midoyis to his nation when he came to reveal his Torah to them through prophecy. Achu gila, hu yizbarach gila lembarach midah zeis. He only revealed this particular midah, shehu yizbarach neseb be'oilim akla Yisrael, that he carries the burden together with them. Bevadai gilui ze yesh lo kesher penimi matan tira atzmoi. Certainly, this revelation has some inner connection with matan tira itself, which is the event in which it was revealed. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all wish to give us this Torah, which Chazal referred to as Chemda Gnuza? In fact, it's a pasuk. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wishes to share with the ones he created, Kibbutzei Mato, Urutzei Yisrael, Ezekos Yisrael, the fact that he wished to give merit to Bnei Yisrael, Lefichach Hirbalem Torah Mitzvois. It's of course a paraphrase of Chazal. As we say, Ahavarabah Ahavtonu, in the brachos of Shema, chemila gedeila v'yisrach omalta alinu, great compassion. Furthermore, gam Hashem harishon shegila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu alav Shalom haya Hashem ehye asher ehye. That's the very first name that he revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sine. Asher pu'oshoi, Chazal explained, what does that mean? I shall be that I shall be. Ehye imam b'tzara zoi, I will be with them in this particular travail. Asher ehye imam b'shiabud sh'amalchus, and I will continue to be with them in later difficulties. הרי הנסיעה באויל מכלל ישראל נעוצה בעליונה שבמידסה וסבורך. This נסיעה באויל מכלל ישראל is like the supreme מידה והשם, אשר השם שלה הוא שם אהיה, because the name connotes a being. This is Hashem's being, to be with כלל ישראל and to share with כלל ישראל. זוהי גם מידס הגאולה. And we've mentioned this idea before. This is a מידה of גאולה. ויר אלוהיקים אס בני ישראל, וידע אלוהיקים. He knew, Nosan alehim lev elohim einav. He paid attention, he didn't ignore, didn't turn his eyes away, so to speak. Gam shaliach ha-geula yachol yisrach nisei ba'ol. For them, we said this before, that what qualified Moshe Rabbeinu to be the proxy, the agent for geula, is his midav nisei ba'ol. Vayigdal Moshe vayetze el echav vayar besiv leisam. So he grew and he went out and he empathized. Nosan einav velibo yos mitze alehim. He empathized, he felt with them. דברים נוראים מגלים לנו חז"ל עד היכן הקדוש ברוך הוא נושא באויל עמנו. חז"ל reveal awesome things to us regarding the extent to which הקדוש ברוך הוא נושא באויל with us. רבי מאיר אומר, בשעה שאדם מצטער, when a person is in trouble, when the person is distressed, in pain, שכינה מלשן אומר, שכינה, so to speak, express itself, קלני מראשי, my head hurts, קלני מזרועי, my arm hurts. אם כן המקוי מצטער על דמן של רשעים שנשפך, because in context we're talking about רשעים were actually executed by the court. We're talking about that type of Russia, the worst type of criminals. So if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, the distress that the Shekhinah feels when רשעים are put to death by the court, by the Beis Din, קל וחומר על דמן של צדיקים. All the more so when it comes to the suffering of צדיקים. Mishnah in Sanhedrin. צער על כל אדם הסובל. Distress over every suffering of a person. Afilu rasha she'ne'enash, even a rasha, like we said, ve'lo istam tzar, not stam kacha, a vague distress. Ela mamash kilu lumas kol ever shadam mitzta'er boy, gam eivare hashchina kovim kivichol. Mamash, literally as if corresponding to every limb that a person feels pain in, so to the shchina feels pain in. Ve'im legabei kol yachidu kach, if this is true for every individual, legabei haklal al chas kama vechama, all the more so for the klal. Rabbi Yossi spelled Pam Be'ezu Chorva, the Gemara in Brachos at the beginning, he was davening in a dilapidated structure. Bo'ela v'chakach Eliyazal Ush'aloi. Eliyahu appeared to him and asked him, Beni, makol shamata b'chorva? So what did you hear inside that structure? V'amarti lo'i shomati bas koil shemenehem eskiyun. I heard a voice like a dove, v'omeres oi lebanim sheba'avu nesem hechravti es beisi. Woe to these, to my sons, because of whose transgressions I destroyed my house. And the Mikdash was burnt. I had to exile them. The Omarli, and Eliyahu said, Chayecha v'chaye reishcha, expression of an oath. It wasn't just a once-off pronouncement. Ela bechol yoyim v'yoyim gimel pe'amim umereskach. Every single day, three times a day, this baskol representing the Shechina says this. Velo yizoi bilvad, not only this, ele b'sha'a sh'Yisrael nichnasin vatei chnesiyos ulvatei midrashis. When they enter their shuls, ve'oinin yehei shemeh agadol mevorach, and they answer, particularly the in Kaddish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mena'aneh reishoi. It's as if Hashem is nodding, ve'omer asherei ha'melech shemekalsin oisei beveisei kach. Fortunate is a king who is honored in such a way and praised in such a way. My loy le'av shiglais banav, expression of regret of a father who's exiled his children. Ve'oilem labanim shigalu me'al shulchan aviyem. And woe to the children who have been exiled from the table of the father. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Me'ata im nishal ma'u ha'chiyuv liyos nasi be'olim chaviroi. So if one wanted to examine the source, the obligation to be nasi be'olim, where does it stem from? The skeptic could ask, well, in the Torah there's no explicit mitzvah to be noyaseh be'oil. נבין כי הליכה בדרכיו יסבורך מחייב סוסנו לכך. We understand now that the mitzvah of halicha b'drachav, and that is one of the tayag mitzvahs, v'holachta b'drachav, you shall walk in Hashem's ways, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that obligates us. Im zoi mi'ikarei hanagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo. If this midah is one of the fundamental ways in which Hashem conducts His world, as we just saw one or two sources, but we understand this is a fundamental midah, harei zoi tzricha liyos gam ikar hanagaseinu, then it must be the ikar of our conduct. ורבים הם מאמרי חזל, וגם פסוקים מפורשים. There are numerous statements of חזל and explicit פסוקים המגלים לנו מדעשה זה של הקדוש ברוך הוא, that reveal to us this מידה והקדוש ברוך הוא, ואי אפשר לפורטם. We can't detail them all. The author is, of course, paraphrasing what we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right? When we say that many sins ואי אפשר לפורטם, he's just paraphrasing that expression, that there are numerous expressions, we can't go into all the details. נזכיר רק פסוק ושם ושב השם אלוקיך שבוזכה וריחמך. I was referring to התרס נדרים. Yeah? We'll only mention the פסוק ושב השם אלוקיך שבוזכה וריחמך. הקדוש ברוך הוא will return. But it's, as חזל point out, פסוק הניצבים, שהיה לו לכתוב והישיב אס שבוזכה. Grammatically, והישיב, he will cause the return. This expression ושב השם means he himself will return. Those with a bit of sensitivity to the grammar will see it straight away. It's not that Hashem, it's not a causative. Heishivas shivusecha. Rather, Hashem will return. Velamdu chazal mikan shashechina shruya im Yisrael v'tzaras galusam. The pasuk here hints to us that Hashem himself will return. He himself is in exile with Bnei Yisrael in the galus. And that's why the pasuk says, not that he'll return them. He himself will come back because he himself is in galus. When they are redeemed, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is redeemed, as the pasuk says, Imoi Onoichi Vetzera. Hashem speaks and he says, I am with him in the travail. Avoida kashahi likanes lesech matzavoi shel adam haseivel ad shemargishim amash betzaroi. It's a difficult avoida to enter into a person's situation, a suffering person's situation, to the point where you really feel his pain. Marechoka midah zoi, how distant is this midah? Mehaba'as hishtatfus betzar hamilulis anuga benemusin. From the expression of we share in your pain or whatever it is, a verbal expression which is part of basic tact and basic etiquette, biyameinu, that you send an email, whatever it is, hishtatfus betzar, I share in your pain. It's very different from that. Ve'lo yipachoyz kashehu, lismoach yisimchasi shel chaver kiilu yisimchasi sheli. It's no less difficult to rejoice in the simcha of a friend as if it were my own simcha. Zoi midasam shel gedolei Yisrael b'chol hadorei, it's a midah that characterizes gedolei Yisrael throughout generations. החפץ חיים באיס זקנוסי, when he was old, זקנוסי המופלגס, when he was very old, סעירה ולשבס בחורסה שהביאו בשבילו. He refused to sit in an armchair that was brought for him. באומרוי, he was saying, הכלל ישראל שרוי בצו, אני שב בחורסה. כלל ישראל is in terrible trouble. I should sit in a leather armchair. מרן הקדוש ברוך הוא אברהם גוז'נסקי, we've mentioned that this was the father-in-law of the author, ביקר פעם אצל משפחתו בוורשה. He was once visiting his family in Warsaw. באו בני המשפחה לקבל פניו, ישבו ושוחחו, so he was greeted by relatives and they were sitting and they were chatting. פתאום הביט רבי אברהם בשעון. At a certain point, suddenly he looked at his watch, he's התחיל לשיר. He started singing. ומהשיר עבר לריקוד כשעה ארוכה, and then he started dancing. לשמיחת בני המשפחה שלא ידעו פשע השמחה הזה, the family was shocked. What was going on over here? Kasha, he says, Shevashuv, when he sat down eventually, Amar, he said, Ka'is miskemes chasenasu shel tamid b'slobotka. Right now, the wedding of one of my tamidim is taking place in Slobotka. Oyesoy ein yachol esemech. I can't make him happy. Shere ein yachol b'sham. I'm distant. Aval ani yachol esemech b'simchasu gam kan. But I can be happy with his simcha here too. Shere gam simchasu. It's my simcha too. That's interesting for him. These are just examples of what you're talking about. אולי הרגשה בצער זה לא עשו את יסק עליו. Possibly, it is easier to feel the pain of another person rather than share the simcha. לשמוע, לשם איזה אסן שקרה חס וחלילה, when a person hears some calamity that's happened, mipachad hashemek ele atzmo alu ladavar pa'am likoyes, out of fear that maybe it'll happen to me as well. Out of that concern, out of that anxiety, maybe such a thing will happen to me as well, the person imagines that he's really empathizing, that really feels the tsar of the person to whom the terrible thing happened. So in smachos, we don't have that anxiety. So that's why he says maybe it's even more difficult to be truly happy for somebody else than being truly empathetic. It's well known, this is speaking in the context of yeshivos, ki ravakim smechim u'mesachim me'od b'chasunso shel chaver, that bachelors, when they're dancing in the chasan of a friend, somebody from yeshiva, one of the bachurim is getting married, very happy, very enthusiastic, they pour themselves into the simcha of the wedding. U'miyad k'shem atzmam mischanim, but the moment they become avrechim, the moment they themselves become married, einam megalim oid eslavus kazos b'chasunas chaver, they're enthusiasm drops a couple of notches. They do not display the same enthusiasm in weddings that they then attend from that point on. What is the explanation for this phenomenon? It's that the bachelor is looking forward. He's yearning for the day when he himself will be married. That gives him a certain schwung, a certain impetus to be sameach with his friend. But once he gets married, he's happy. He's under his fig tree and under his vine. He's satisfied. He's got what he needs. Now he has to be mesameach without an ulterior motive. The ellipsis here leaves you to do the calculation for yourself. We have a Kabbalah from our teachers. Ki mitzvas bikur cholim v'nichum aveilim, those mitzvois, to be mevaker cholim and nichum aveilim, hen me'inyan nuseh b'olo chaveroi. They come into this context of nuseh be'oil im chaveroi. Gam dinei avelus atzmam, we've spoken about this also, the laws of avelus themselves, not just bikur nichum aveilim, but the actual avelus. Inyanam lases be'oilim aniftar. This is a very interesting chidush that the author speaks about in a number of places, that the real concept of avelus is to share with the deceased. Notice, not like we normally understand. Of course, there's an element of menachem, the avel. There's that element too, but avelus itself, the avel himself, it's an inyan of being nase be'oil with the deceased bechol shlavei adin shlemale, in all stages of the din. And that's why it from the state of oinonus, and then the first day when the din is the strictest, so then it's midoraisa, and then you have a week when it's less intense din, and then shloishim, and then every year on the yortzat, the concept of sharing with the deceased through the steps of din that he undergoes. Inyan yisib olim chaveroi, this concept nisba'er barichus b'chelek harishon shesefer alishu on page reish nun beis. We spoke about this in great detail. In context, it's not necessary for us to quote a number of paragraphs from there. The deepest love. The most exalted position that a person may have. The most exalted mission that a person undertook. All of this may, over years, become mere routine. Ha'ahava le'adivus adisha. Over years, intense love may become indifferent politeness. Ha'misra le'miktzon etul Hashem. Over years, the most exalted position might become a soulless profession. Ha'mesima, job. Ha'mesima le'farnasa. The most exalted mission that a person took can become just a means of making a livelihood. Shigrazei, this routine, his navnusi, it's a form of atrophy, or misaruchani, it's a form of spiritual death. Keitzad misalim al maves zeshebagel, how does one rise above this death that comes with routine? Keitzad zochim lechim arukim b'muvan ruchani, how does one earn a long life in a spiritual sense? Chayim shel mamash, real life, it depends on the midah that Chazal referred to as Neise Be'oil Im Chaveroi. Ha'adam shepage'a bo'y midah sadin rachamana leitzlan, a person whose been hurt in some way. Im b'machala, whether it be an illness, im b'sevel achesem, other suffering. V'nevak im sivloi, he's wrestling, literally, he's wrestling with his suffering. Struggling, without the ability to extricate himself. Ki, as Chazal put it, ein chavush matir atzmoi mibeis asirim. Often the incarcerated cannot release himself from the prison. Hu yoshev badad, he is alone. Ve'oid yosei mima shekoavim lo yisurav, more than the actual yisurim, koeves lo b'did yosei. It's the isolation, the fact that when a person goes through difficult times, again, whether it's illness or other nisyonos, it's you go through it alone. It's a terrible isolation and loneliness. Kolod shuchay es chayav yachadim chaverav yeshavayim ahem, as long as he lived life together with his peers, milas lebois imchas chayim, just full of the joy of life. Ki kol nivra misenegel chayim betzavta chada. We are social beings and we enjoy social company and the like. V'nei pag'abu midas adin. Then this event occurs. It detaches him from human company. The person feels lonely. As the pasuk in Yirmiyah puts it, "Umipnei yadecha badad yashavti." Kol, so this is still a continuation of the first volume. Kol sevel kfi maskunto yamadregasei. Every suffering, in accordance with its particular features and intensity, megale lifnei hasovel tehumis shel bedidus. It brings to the sufferer an abyss of loneliness, of various forms. Lo yitamid pogas midas adin b'chach gadol achman letzam. It's not always that you're talking about something catastrophic. Not necessarily. Yesh v'adam rak sevel mitzimtzum yecholtoi b'ruchanius v'gashmi. Sometimes a person suffers from a constraint. He feels a constraint. Ruchanius, gashmius, just nevakim gvulav atzarim midah lefidato. He's struggling with borders, again, not necessarily physical borders, but all sorts of limitations that are too narrow as far as he's concerned. Gam ze sevel v'ruchanius. This too is suffering. Uvdidus nera. It's a terrible loneliness. Umikan ad la sevel atamidi shel mi shepag'a bo yad elokim b'chozka. From that point on, the one extreme, all the way to somebody who really has gone through a calamity, elef alfei dargos shel bidus ima. Thousands and thousands of levels of terrible loneliness. Maskil David, says the pasuk in Tehillim, b'yaseh b'me'ara tefillah. He was in the cave, alone, fleeing from Shaul. Habet yomin rov ve'ein li makir. Nobody knows, nobody empathizes. Avad maros me'min ein direction of shi. Nobody seeks me out. I'm completely alone. Remove myself from the vice. So a person is able to push himself into this vice of another person. To be able to bear the pain with him. To suffer together with him. To be able to pay attention, to notice the terrible suffering of the other individual. What he's done is to break the shackles of his loneliness. As Chazal put it, if it happens to be dafka illness, it takes away 1/60th of the illness. Is there any end? Can anyone estimate the greatness of salvation, the great help? That he's helping, that he's giving to the person suffering. The person who does this, the person who enters this situation willingly, who's prepared, he's trained himself to really empathize with the other person, he has the key to life. Only to him does the real form of the world become revealed. Furthermore, this is still from the first volume. This midah encompasses tzaddik v'rasha. Hatzaddik sovel v'anu nesim itoy. When the tzaddik suffers, we carry with him, we share with him. Harasha sovel v'anu nesim itoy. So too for the rasha. Harasha choyte v'anu nesim itoy. What does it mean to be noise with a rasha? Misbonenim b'achay esokim haray. At least to contemplate how terrible his end is, how bitter. To try and feel it. How foolish are people? המדברים בנפשם, that think to themselves, כי השרשי יכולים לדון בקלוס למחייס שמוי. They can just brush off הרשע, and you know, just judge him to מחייס שמוי, that may his name be blotted. Just like that, just... אין זו סכים שנעלם מהם מהיוי מושים אחרי שמו של אדם. It's that they don't understand. They don't understand how awful it is that a person's name should be blotted. They have no concept of what it really means when we say that a person should be cut off, should be blotted out. Admoyer Moirinenu, Hagoyin HaChassid, Maran Rav Yocham. This is the Rav Yocham Leibovich from Mir. Siper Mirabu, see, he told an incident of his teacher, Hasaba Kadisha Mikelm, Rav Simcha Zizel Mikelm, the old Mikelm, Ki biyom Shabbos Kodesh, tamid zaru panav behoit kedush asa Shabbos. On Shabbos, his face shone, generally. Pam achas nivalu talmidav yorosu b'Shabbos ki b'oisa choy. Once they were alarmed, his talmidim were alarmed to see that his face on Shabbos was no different to his face on Chol. V'ziv ha-Shabbos nilam kalil me'al panav. The light of Shabbos was totally absent from his face. Kach b'leil Shabbos, Kodesh, that's how it was on the night of Shabbos, v'chol oisa Shabbos. Throughout the Shabbos, it was like that. B'motzai Shabbos, acharei havdalah, after he made havdalah, ne'enach v'psim chazisul v'ma, he groaned, and he said, Peretz Semolenskin meis. He said, Peretz Semolenskin died. Mi yuchal isbonen l'achil tzar ha'neshama. Who can possibly, who can contemplate the terrible distress of his neshama? B'v'al le'olam ha'emes u'v'mda b'din. When this neshama comes to olam ha'emes, and stands in judgment. Because Smolensky Yom HaMaskilim Badora, who he was one of the leaders of the Maskilim, HaMefusam Besina Iveres Latorah Olam Deah. Just blind hatred for Torah. He was one of the enemies of Torah. But this is what Rav Simcha Zissel felt. The terrible distress of the Neshama as it reaches Shamayim after his death. Dai Bazeh Beveur Omkah Beikif HaShel Midah Zeh. It's sufficient what you said over here to explain the depth and the extent of this Midah. In order to acquire this midah, aleinu lislamed bihisboinenus. What we need to practice here is hisboinenus, deep gazing b'matzav chverim into other people's situations, yoim yoim on a daily basis, kamapem a few times a day, b'meshech tkufa arukamot on a over a very lengthy period. Just hisboinenus to be able to see v'chevan shemidah zot liya bihisboinenus, and because this midah depends on this ability to look very carefully, ratzui lidchoyis avodah bazeh, as we said at the beginning of this vad, that possibly we put it here because it's part of chesed, but it should actually be postponed. Lidchoyis avodah bazeh, ad shenagi bazeh Hashem leislamdus b'midas hisboinenus, until we get to practicing the midah of hisboinenus, rather to postpone it until then. Ad kan.